Barista 27 are our sponsors at the moment, and it's got me thinking, why 27? Just seems strange.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Sean, because I've done some research into this, and there are only a few answers that make sense.
I'm listening.
Well, I can only assume that the owner is a huge Mikel Tavares fan, Sydney FC's famous number 27.
So you're suggesting this is former guest and sometimes Capo Addison's business?
maybe. Or they could be a massive Super David Carney fan. 27 goals for Sydney FC.
No. I think Dave prefers a beer as his weapon of choice these days.
All right, okay. If you're not going to settle for any of those, I've got it. 27 appearances, Kofi Danning. They love Kofi Danning.
I mean, who doesn't love Kofi? Who doesn't even love coffee? Get on to barista27.com.au or via the Instagram barista27 coffee and get your discount coffee now. Any 500-gram bag using the code CLANK20, that's C-L-A-N-K, CLANK20 will get you 20% off.
Adam Lafondra places it into that bottom corner and the Cove celebrates. Right, Brad, just to get home. The kids of Canberra with the smarts at the
yes, top. Yes, Callum Newton.
Oh, and Brad to make his debut. Callum Newton. Remember the name.
Sydney FC.
The shot. Princess of Beanie. What a finish.
Eyes are lighting up.
Hello and welcome to the Isuzu Ute A-League Men's and A-League's Women Sky Blue Stories podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Finger, along with Sean Maloney. Sean, how are you, my friend?
You finally got there. That was a tongue twister.
I feel like there's a lot of names.
Isuzu. Is that inclusive enough?
We haven't even got a name for the women's yet.
Yeah, I was asking you earlier today what would be the equivalent. I said a Volvo.
I think Suzuki Swift. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a little bit discriminatory.
What do you drive? Toyota Camry.
Yeah, good old Camry. Don't get a hold of an Astra. That was a piece of shit. I regret that.
Very good, very good. So the A-League, the A-League Men's have a naming rights sponsor, which again, I think this is, I've heard people mention Isuzu a few times. So obviously it's been out there in the Twitter sphere or elsewhere, Sean, but we are back for another Sydney FC focused podcast. And we're here to take you through the first six games for the men and the four games for the women have all been announced, Sean.
You would have heard it last week if only they hadn't released it. Very next day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, some of the information came a bit sooner than we thought, and some came a little bit later than we thought. So, but nonetheless, we will do our best to catch up between us and go through. In other news around the place, we've got some updates on some Sky Blues and former Sky Blues overseas. The whole competition has, as we said, a new moniker in the A-Leagues, and our favourite CEO, Danny Townsend, has been completely, I don't know when he sleeps, Sean, but he's been out and about doing his thing in the media nearly every minute of every day.
If he's not out in the media, he's on the Ladies League, he's on the Facebook live chat having technical difficulties, although his home is looking absolutely in much condition.
I'd like to be locked down in that house, I tell you.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. He takes up my offer of adopting a 35-year-old. I'll cook, I'll clean.
I'll tell you what, we should also arrange some Barista 27 for him.
Yes.
Surely he lives off coffee, surely.
He must, that little wonderful man.
Surely. And thank you. Thanks to Barista 27 for continuing to sponsor Sky Blue Stories. And thanks to all of our patrons. Again, outstanding work. We really do love having you guys on board. I think one of them, Sean, gets a mention later on in the pod. But We're still, unfortunately, about 45 days away from May League action. So, Sean, why don't we do our best and take us around the grounds and tell us what's been happening.
Let's kick off with this season. Rounds 1-6 released. Obviously, the season was pushed back because of COVID and what's happening, especially on the East Coast. And if you look at those six rounds, obviously we've got those kind of hubs of sorts going. Mm-hmm. So we've got all the local teams, our Wollongong Phoenix as well. Have they ever gone home yet?
I don't know. The poor bastards. Stephen Taylor's not coming back, that's for sure.
No, yeah, well, geez, a little bit of a shitstorm. I saw that Wellington Phoenix statement come out about him. But I appreciate them kind of standing their ground a little bit.
Yeah,
a few things, but look,
Taylor out,
but massive game to kick off our A-League men.
Let's go through them, Sean. Take us through game by game.
20th of November, nice. I've got two great games there, straddling my birthday, Jonathan. You should remember when it is.
Yeah, straddling.
Wanderers at Wank Best, although it is changing names to...
Yes, Combank.
Combank, that's it. I knew it was another bank.
I'm back.
So, look, I hate them, but it is a very good stadium. So, looking forward to that Saturday, 20th of November at 7:45. And then we've got our first home game of the season, the day after my birthday, everybody, on the 27th. At 7:45, another Saturday night game, which I do love my Saturday night games. They're fantastic.
It's MacArthur, which will be sensational. I actually didn't get to see MacArthur last year live. Obviously, they were charging a second mortgage for their away game in Campbelltown, and then I didn't make it to the home game. So it'd be good to get to that game first home game for the season.
Get to see their shitty jerseys, and they've signed 1,000 players. Like every time in the last couple of months, where I've seen so and so signed, it just seemed to be for MacArthur, but.
They seem to get their business done early, Sean. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they've settled. Obviously, they made it to the semi-finals last year, one game away from a grand final. So, not bad for a debut season. It'll be interesting to see with all those new players how they come together.
Well, I wonder if they'll end up having a bit of like a second-year syndrome, a bit like Western United had recently where they...
Bit like
dropped off.
Bit like Leeds United in the Premier League at the moment. But anyway,
they got their first win, Jono, against one of the teams. Take what you can get.
They did. The week after your birthday, Sean, Sydney FC take on Newcastle Jets in a doubleheader.
Yes, kicking off the A League women's season. up against Newcastle. Now, I'm assuming they've gone back to, they're not going to do the women's game afterwards like they did with the men's, because there was just a mass exodus. So, yeah, I think the kickoff with the women's game, pardon the pun, and at 5:00, and then us men. So it'd be interesting. We're up against a couple of old faces. Matty Yerman is stepping up for the Jets. But I dare say we'll see them languishing somewhere near the bottom of the table this season.
Yeah. Arsenal. Look, I think Arthur Pappas has finally been given his chance there, Sean, which not only Newcastle fans, but, many fans of the NPL competitions have been calling out for some time. And he's put together an interesting squad. I feel like they might cause a few surprises this season.
Is there anything notable?
Sorry?
Anybody notable?
Jack Wilshere? Oh, no, wait. That's,
no.
Didn't happen. Matty German, they've re-signed a couple of their stock standards. They've signed some really some young players, formerly of other clubs' academies. I think Mohamed Altay from the Wanderers. Is Costa Grozos, did he end up there?
No idea, mate.
There's been a couple of youngsters. So, and some interesting internationals coming in as well with varied backgrounds. So they'll be interesting if nothing else.
Okay. And then the following week, Sunday game now, venue TBC. What's wrong with Gosford?
Yeah. I'm a bit concerned about that round 4 clash against the Mariners, Sean, because That's a bit of a pilgrimage, that one.
And it's a Sunday, isn't it?
The old Blue Tongue Stadium.
At least it's a 4 o'clock kickoff, daylight savings kickoff.
So you had a theory on this as to why it hasn't been announced where it is.
Did I?
You did. You thought it might be in the northern suburbs of Sydney.
Oh yeah, I know. I was just trying to take the piss out of Chris, making him think there was going to be a North Sydney Oval so he could walk there with his
North, maybe it will
North Shore
be.
Elite.
Maybe it will be.
Look, yeah, 4 o'clock, finish it by about 6 o'clock, then we can walk and get some beers and have a curry or whatever, jump on the train at about, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Maybe one of the last trains out of there.
Last train out of Sydney.
Yeah. And then the following week, I'm really excited for this because it's going to be the debut season for the women's Wellington.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm really excited about when I'm looking at that draw.
So double header on the 19th of December, week before Christmas, Sydney Wellington.
At home again, as opposed to maybe being down at Wollongong. Maybe they might have done that. But how come they haven't announced anything? Sorry, on a little tangent. Have they announced any signings for their women's?
I was about to ask you the same thing, Sean. So yeah, no, between us, I don't think they have. Again, they've got funny rules around how many New Zealand players they're allowed to have and how many Australian players they must field and that sort of thing. So no signings as yet. I was interested to see that Rebecca Stott had re-signed with City pretty early on, being a Kiwi, and I thought that she might be their marquee signing, but she's pretty much Australian, Stoddy, anyway. But so no signings as yet for the Wellington She-Nicks, but we'll keep an eye on that and see what comes of it in the next few weeks.
And then the following week, and a good mate of the pod, Chris, Pommy Chris, was a little bit concerned having a Campbelltown game at almost 8 o'clock at night on Sunday, but the next day will be like the Boxing Day holiday.
Not ideal that it's Boxing Day, is it? It's not ideal over at Campbelltown. But, yeah, look, try and get out to that one. Obviously, the common theme being a COVID theme is, Sean, that all these games are in New South Wales.
Yeah.
And, we're as we record, we've hit 70% double vax. Which is great, and I believe they're hoping that 80% is only 2 weeks away, which will mean by the time the A-League season rolls around, pretty hopeful of getting a decent crowds into these games. So, and that's what it's about. So, can't wait, and then can't wait for 2022, Sean, when the interstate away days can hopefully start again, at least to those states that are still a part of the Federation.
And who knows, we might have a Canberra team by then as well. and look, I'm glad with the six games that we've got that we're only playing the Wanderers once in that time, because I'd feel a little bit, I think there was a season last or the one before that two derbies were actually quite close to each other. And I felt like I like that suspense to be built up over several weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of months. So I'm glad that the people organising this APL haven't put a Wanderers game, maybe on the 26th or something like
that. It's actually pretty good that from the six games, there's only one repeat game, repeat fixture. So, yeah, we'll get the Cows out of the way pretty early and move on, really. I think that's what most people do with that team anyway, a bit like Western United. So, but they're the opening fixtures. So 20th of November, 27th of November, 4th of December, 12th of December, 19th, and the 26th. So,
all weekend before the end of the year. Yeah. And of course, the women kick off on the 4th of December with the Jets. Then they're off to the Wanderers at Bank West. And of course, in Wellington, which I said I was really excited to see who they field and how that all goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got the Wanderers again
on the 27th.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. On other news, for those who might have seen, former Sky Blue, Chloe Legazzo, she's out of commission, Jono. She's sadly done her ACL. So I thought she was quite good at the Olympics when she did get her chance in the latter stages of the games that they played. I thought So any injury is shit, but like to do in your ACL, and that's like a good close
and,
to
it. And did she do that in the game against Ireland, Sean? Or
I think I heard or read that she actually did it at training.
Okay.
Yeah.
No good. No, not good at all. But you know what? For someone like Chloe, who's played nonstop football for the last few years, look, maybe it'd be a good thing for her to rest her whole body while she's getting that ACL right. So all the best to Chloe, and you know, we'll see her back soon in a Matilda shirt for sure.
Now Rowdy's back at it again with some very niche content, and this was a tweet that you absolutely jizzed all over.
Me?
Yeah, you retweeted it.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah, unless it was Jimmy being all sneaky. But I have, other than some really amazing things that he's got there, I'm concerned that he is a hoarder and needs help, because he's got some stuff in here that maybe, as much as I love my Sky Blues, that probably should have seen the bottom of a bin a long time ago. From fridge magnets. What else you got here? Fridge
magnets. I love the membership handbook, the 2005-06 membership handbook.
Yeah.
It's inaugural. Tickets from MacArthur Rams games. And
Steve was earning 71 kilos back then. Gosh, he's put on a bit. Yeah. Tell us if that's true, Sandra, if you're listening.
All of the Sky Blue previews, members tickets, obviously, just incredible.
Thanks, Terry. Yeah, ADP. Even back when we played, well, who are the Blue Devils? Other club? Oh, maybe
Del Conan.
Yeah. Or playing against them in trials and friendly. And
the first ever. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. He's got issues. There you go.
But get on to at, for those that don't know what we're talking about whilst we're just describing images here. So get on to at @SFC_stats on Twitter and have a look at Rowdy's collection there from a couple of weeks ago. It really is a trip down Middleby Lane, that one, Sean.
Yeah, I think Arnie Dollars reared its head again, I think, in one of these. Money's cash, yeah. Anyway, beautiful. Thanks, Rowdy. And the other thing that caught my eye was the, you know, with FIFA being released last week or two, whatever it was, you know, just after our jerseys got done, but all the, like, different stats of our A-League players, who's the best passer, who's the fastest, like Trent was one, if not the fastest A-League player. And then they did the goalkeeper stats. Now, Jonathan, you're a, you know, goalkeeper aficionado from way back.
You got to stop the ball from going in the goal.
Yeah, your goal. Yeah.
Yes, preferably.
And I know I'm biased, but I thought Redders only 67.
Yeah. So for those,
he's been goalkeeper of the season. What, the last one? 2 years running, two seasons.
At least 2 years. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, at least 2 years. Socceroo. I'll tell you who's not a Socceroo. Jamie Young, who's rated higher than him. Mark Birragidi's rated higher than him, which, yeah, he had a good season last season. Brad Jones. Great to see Brad Jones back in the A-League. Well, not back in the A-League.
Who's a Kalaba?
He's one of Popper's disciples that he's brought in.
Okay.
Brought in from his time over in Croatia. Federici, still the number one goalkeeper in the league. So, yeah, I think our mate Redders has been hard done by, definitely there, Sean. Should be at least in the top three in terms of ratings.
I reckon he's two or three numbers short there.
I think so. Yeah, hard done by. One, another former Sky Blue, Sean, that I just wanted to mention, who we spoke about, and it wouldn't be a Sky Blue Stories podcast without mentioning him, really. Alex Gersbach has been getting some very good game time for Grenoble in Ligue 2, which we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. And the side's doing very well themselves. They're getting some wins on the board. And just getting those 90 minutes in, you know, like I said, at least 90 minutes a week, even if he has the midweek game off, he's getting those starts. So fantastic to see Alex Gersbach getting those. And if he keeps that up, you know, he'll be called back into the Socceroos squad very, very soon. So, yeah, all the best to one of Sky Blue Story's favourite sons, Sean.
Speaking of favourite sons, and this is somebody that we should get on the pod soon-ish, Jimmy Van Wieren. He's very excited about the prospects, unearthing more faces. And that's the point of our youth league or our youth academy, is when they play in the NPL, it's not necessarily about trying to take it out and win it and lift up the trophy, but to unearth talent. And we've seen players in that young NPL team that have made the first team and have gotten some game time, whether it's like, Joel King and the like. But so there's a few departing faces. Obviously, Luke Ivanovic gone. Jordy, I wonder what he's doing. Like, you're normally got your ear to the ground, Jono.
I'm not sure if we mentioned it on here, but there was a rumour floating around that he was trialling at the Wanderers. Nothing's come of it that we're aware of. But there's a lot of reading those names off that are departing the NPL squad. And this was on NPLNewSouthWales.com.au for those that wanted to have a quick read of some of Jimmy's best work. But like you said, Sean, so Scott Browning, Thomas Fay, Levi Kay, Tom Main, Antonio Saracino, Ivanovic has gone to Brisbane, as we know, Geordie Swibble. That's almost a whole squad, isn't it? And again, some of those boys have been mainstays of the NPL squad for the last few years.
Starting 11 players, whether it be Levi.
Yeah, definitely.
Scotty Browning was, I think he was captain for them for a large chunk of last season.
Yeah, that's right. And really was on the fringes of breaking into the A-League side, Scott Browning. And Levi Kay, as we know, went over to the ACL tournament in Qatar last year. So, yeah, a few of those boys heading off to other NPL clubs, hopefully some heading to A-League clubs, Sean. But, you know, they're getting... they're too old now to play in that NPL squad for Sydney FC, unfortunately, with the rules that they've got in place there. But the exciting thing is, I guess, is that Jimmy and Kelly Cross will need to scout some new players.
Yeah, well, they've got a couple of youngsters, you know, not that we haven't got enough from the North Shore, but another Manly United fella and Ben Gibson, Akoa Sydney East, who are now playing in the NPL 2, have been for the last couple of seasons, Zachary Sapsford, and a couple of other young players who's, geez, how do I say that last name from Apia?
That's a fantastic name.
No, that was terrible.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad.
Right, you have it.
No. Dejan. Was it Dejan Bakdanikoski? Bakdanikoski.
Yeah, okay.
That is a great name. That is a great name. Good luck to the NPL commentators on that one. So he's coming in from Apia Leichhardt, Alan Harbess, and 18-year-old Bailey Jacobs from Blacktown City.
Yeah.
So we've recruited some new blood into the squad, and hopefully names to keep an eye on in the future.
And that's the incentive there for joining that team, is potentially getting an A-League contract, you know, or finding themselves, you know, maybe on the scholarship contract as well, something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, moving on, Jono, APL, massive news. They absolutely teased us, I think, the day or so before. A lot of players were saying, watch this space, something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Big news is coming with stuff on Twitter, especially Instagram. It's a start. It's a start, but we had all three competitions come under the one name, under the one banner as A-Leagues, and it was almost the Twitter's like, you know, loose lips sink ships kind of thing. So we saw the logo, we saw a lot of this pop up about a couple of weeks ago, but tell me your impressions, Jonathan, of the big announcement, going away with W League, much the disappointment that we can't say the W anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, so we are Adelaide Building Consultancy. is that what it was?
Scaffolding is our game. That's it. Yeah.
No, we are We are A-Leagues. I don't know. People seem to... Some people got a bit up in arms about this one, Sean, and maybe there was a bit of fear that it was a bit of the PC brigade coming on, but I don't think it was... I don't think it is sort of anything like that. I think now that it's had time to settle in, it's great to see that everyone's being represented equally there, and that there's one name for all the competitions. Danny Townsend put it best, I think, on the Ladies League chat that he had, that we brought people's attention to on Twitter, Sean, when he was sort of saying that, well, why is the men's competition not the M League?
Yeah,
you know, if the W League, it's stood out by the fact that they're women. You know, the A is for Australia, and it's for, you know, A grade and excellence and the best league, and I just think that's the simplest and best
makes sense
description. Yeah, what were your thoughts, Sean?
Oh, look, that makes sense in terms of it just in terms of a branding. And in terms of that brand going across the world, the fact that I'm a woman, or, you know, a woman playing in the A-League, the top of the top tier of their competition that they can possibly reach in a domestic sense. I can understand what some people are saying. On the other side, there were things like some found it like a little bit of an insult that it's like, well, we don't need to depend on joining with the men under their banner.
Yeah,
you know, to keep our game going, like we're strong enough to hold our own and drive our competition forward. Others were like, oh, you know, that kind of not nostalgia, that kind of you know, the dub. You know, I'm going off the dub, and you know,
it's losing the brand recognition of something quite iconic already.
Yeah, because the W League has always had a cult following, which has been fantastic for the foundations of it all, but. If you want to drive it forward, it needs to go from a cult following to, I don't know, mainstream, I guess would be the...
Yeah, and that's something that DT and team at APL have, you know, we know that DT has been spouting that for years, like since he got the job as Sydney FC CEO, basically, that, you know, he sort of says, if we're not aiming to fill the stadium every week, what are we doing?
Mm.
You know, why bother? When people were talking about the new stadium at Moore Park and saying it should only be 25,000, and he's sort of like, yeah, but is that all you want? Like, what
it's
happens
high,
when...
It's got high hopes and high expectations, and I admire that.
Yeah.
Especially for the women when they've got a World Cup in, a, you know, what, 2-3 years. So they do need a little bit of a... How do I say it without sounding insulting, but... To kind of not class it up, not smarten it up, but just kind of step a little bit further into the 21st century, as does the men's and the youth league, because we certainly want a World Cup to be hosted on our shores too, somewhere in the near future.
As in a men's World Cup, yeah.
As in a men's World Cup. So I think the whole brand of Australian of football needs a little bit of a spit shine, and I think Danny and his team there at the APL are the ones to take us forward.
Yeah, definitely. No, look, and what are your thoughts on the logo itself? Sean, full stop, backslash.
It looks cool on Twitter when everyone's now been in their names.
Have you changed yours to SE?
No. There's people that have hard enough time trying to pronounce my name.
Same.
Anyway, the lady at the campus calls me Sheen. And I've called me that so many times that I don't have the balls to say anything.
Mr. Sheen.
Yeah. I like the simplicity, and you see, I think I remember Jimmy showing me logos months ago. He was showing me how a lot of logos over the last recent years have gone really like clean and simple, and they've changed the lettering and the font to be very basic. So it's very J-League-esque, very J-League-like. I don't know. I maybe would have liked maybe the circle of the A to have like,
maybe detailing.
Yeah, just to show like, oh, it's a soccer ball.
Something
like that. A few little lines on it or something, or maybe like a little shadow or something.
It is what it is, I guess. And as some people have said, you know, the logo isn't going to make the league great, is it? It's just a logo. So it's nothing to get too upset about, I think. And like you said, Sean, it's clean, it's simple. You can type it. You know, kids can draw it in their exercise books at school very easily. You know, hopefully it becomes a bit iconic.
Shame that it's not on our new jerseys on the 300 board this coming season.
Yeah. So for those that tuned in to the last pod, and that was many people. So thank you. Thanks again for everyone for tuning in and listening to our chats. We posed a question at that time, Sean, because we weren't sure if the new logo was going to be on the replica jerseys. Unfortunately, since then, Danny's come out and confirmed that the replica jerseys will not have the new A-League's logo on it. Obviously, only the player issue ones will. So from our understanding, that's because of a clash with, you know, having to pre-order with you with Under Armour and actually getting them in. So it's a bit of a bitter taste in the mouth, I think, Sean, for me. Like it's pretty disappointing. It's pretty disappointing that we're not going to have the same jerseys as the players.
It's sort of a replica jersey to replicate what they wear, and it's not.
It's not great. It's not great for the, you know, the professionalism and what they're going out for. But, you know, it's just for 1 year. We'll have new kits next year, and everything will be.
Will we, Jonathan? Or will it be 2 years?
Well, I'd say that's crazy talk, but yeah, unfortunately, we've seen that happen again. Have your jerseys arrived yet, Sean? Have you ordered?
I haven't purchased it yet, but I will. I'm going to get the purple one.
Did you like the colors in the image with the purple on it now?
Yeah, I do. I quite like it. Like I was a fan of the third kit right from the get-go. The other two are nice and a little bit simple on the home one, but I'm thinking of maybe getting, I like some of the other Under Armour stuff that they've got available.
Yeah.
I could do with a new polo for golf, Jonathan, when we finally hit the course.
Okay. Nice. Very good. Yeah. There are a few Easter eggs. We mentioned the Ladies League chat that Danny Townsend took part in earlier, might have been late last week, actually, Sean. Mm-hmm. If those listening to this haven't had a chance to check that out, make sure you do. It's actually really insightful chat. And then Danny sort of dropped a couple of hints, a couple of Easter eggs, Sean, that, you know, we look forward to a couple of things.
Are you referring to the youth competitions and the FFA Cup for women?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. So he basically came out and said that it's highly unlikely that, you know, the Y League in its present form would go ahead this season, which is unfortunate, but they're obviously looking at several different ways of how that's going to look in the seasons ahead. But they also, he also mentioned that the club championship, sorry, stalling for a second there, the club championship that they're rolling out this year across A-League men's and A-League women's, they're also going to start adding in the youth league points into that trophy. That's the idea. So that's exciting. And I think it's also, if it wasn't already nailed on, it's pretty much a guarantee that Canberra United isn't too far away.
Yeah.
Seeing as they compete in two of the three competitions, it just makes absolute sense that they then pick up a men's license, Sean, and partake in the A-League men's. And the other exciting one was that I think it was Taryn from the Ladies League that asked Danny about whether or not, you know, the FFA Cup concept was being looked into for the women. And whilst it's not an APL run competition, it's obviously run by FA, Football Australia. I think the words he used was, you know, they'd be absolutely mad if they weren't looking into it already. And he said he'd be extremely surprised if they hadn't been looking into it. So that's really exciting stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all works, because you're kind of, the women's leagues are kind of overlap with each other in terms of the W, or former W, but
players and
the MPL system. So
that's right.
There's a lot to take place between now and then, and it's just exciting that we've got things to look forward to, other than just the actual games themselves, but all these different things coming in with the youth competitions, FFA cups and all that kind of stuff. So the APL, you know, they're not sitting back and waiting for things to happen. They're really pressing forward, really innovative, and going to take this game, you know, because like they said, we've got the highest representation of kids across the country playing our sport, but it doesn't necessarily translate into, you know, seeing your life, so to speak. So we're in good hands with Danny Townsend, and Danny, my shirt size is medium. So please.
Talk soon.
Yeah.
Talk soon. Very good, very good. Sean, there's not much else going around in Sydney FC land at the moment, but
we'd be remiss, Jonathan, of not to talk about Daniel Sturridge. I know he's not.
Can we save the dancing man until after the other slightly related to Sky Blue news that we have to talk about?
Oh, okay, good. So I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, my Liverpool striker.
That's all right. You're getting excited, and that's definitely your.
I can mention Liverpool once to the thousand times you mentioned Leeds. So I think I think it's only fair. But look, there's a really fascinating article by former Sky Blue, Lisa Devanna, about, and if you haven't heard about it through Twitter and even on the news the last 24 to 48 hours, you've been probably living under a rock. Look, somebody might say, hang on, why is she coming out with these allegations and these historical things when she's retired from the game, she's finished? Maybe it's just sour grapes because she didn't get picked in the Matilda squad to go over to the Olympics and the like.
Yeah. Well, this is the second revelation article with Lisa in the last few weeks, Sean. That's absolutely right. So there was an article, a news story, actually, I think 2 weeks ago, about her basically being told that, you know, she was no longer a part of the Matildas, or rather not being told that she was no longer a part of the Matildas set up under Tony Gustafsson and Ante Milicic before that, to be fair.
Yeah, look, she's a massive fan of Stadge. She thinks the world of Alan Stadge.
Yeah, yeah. And now we've had this article come out about it's really been on the back of Megan Rapinoe's claims again and unfortunate abuse by certain people in the NWSL over in America, and Megan Rapinoe was basically just throwing everything against men, whereas Lisa came over the top of that tweet and said, you know, it's not just men that do these things.
Yeah.
And since then, you know, obviously Michael Caine has gotten in touch with her and got some quotes from her and some other former players.
Helen Knight didn't necessarily agree with her, but there were some other people from the past Matildas squads that he, not confirm, but certainly throw support behind and a bit of weight behind what Lisa was saying.
Yeah, well, I actually, again, following most of this stuff online and I actually really liked one response to someone said, oh, these accusations, and someone came back and said, well, actually they're not accusations because it happened to her. Like it happened, you know, it's not alleged, you know, she's telling you from her own experience that this happened. It's not great. It's not a great look for the game, whether it's women's football or men's football, funnily enough, as we're talking about, you know, the branding of the game, Sean. It's been a really tough few weeks for Lisa, and I'm sure now for other players that may have gone through this and you know, been treated that way in the past. And look, let's hope that that's not happening anymore. But I suppose the people that need to look into it will do so. And it was good to see the PFA come out and make a statement and some of the other bodies. So, yeah, not great media for the game. But it's, you know, good on Lisa for coming out. She's definitely not one to you know, not say what's on her mind. So, you know, for her to, but for her to come out and I guess go on the record with some of this stuff, was very brave. So good on her. And let's hope that by her doing that, that, you know, if things need to change, that they do.
Yeah. On a lighter or different note, just a wonderful shameless plug.
Yes.
By our wonderful Kev, Ty Kev. Thank you so much, Kev. So when Danny had his live chat that encountered some technical problems and people are posting questions to him in the chat and whatnot, just Kev, I love you, mate. How good is Sky Blue Stories?
That was it.
Like,
that was it.
So Kev.
Did Danny answer that question? Or
no, the bastard.
No.
Danny, I'm still a medium. And
what was that? Speaking of Danny's chat on Facebook, because like I said, he's been a bit of a media whore in the last couple of weeks with the new branding and everything else. What was in that chat? Someone was saying, why is Bohemian Rhapsody our club song or something? Like, is that really an important question?
Yeah.
Really? Come on, guys.
Rainbow
also, Bohemian Rhapsody fucking bangs. So, like, what's the problem? Anyway, that's my two cents.
And just the last bit, Daniel Sturridge. What do you reckon, Jonathan? Was I right in saying that he's the biggest signing we've had since Del Piero?
Since Del Piero? From an attention to the league point of view,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Marquee kind of thing, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you're the Reds. You're the Reds man. You're the Liverpool man. Tell us about your memories of Sturridge at Liverpool.
Oh, was that year with Suarez where they just destroyed the league? But look, he's, you know, he won a Champions League with Chelsea. Forgot his time at Chelsea, but you know, he's been plagued by injuries, although more like soft tissue kind of injuries. He went over to, what's the Turkish club? Trabzonspor,
yeah. I think Bobo might have been there at one point.
Yeah. And what did he have? He's had like 11 games in 2 years.
Okay.
Better say something like that. So
only 32 years old.
Yeah, so youngish. Like he's still got a 2-3 years in him.
Yeah, only 32. I've seen a little bit of media that he's done. He seems like he's going to be great for the headlines. And, you know, obviously, you know, let's hope he scores a couple of goals for the glory. I've got a few concerns about it. Only that, you know, one of the things apart from his dancing goal celebrations that you know about Sean is the next thing that most people know about him is his injuries and his unfortunate history there. Is playing in 30 plus degree heat on rock hard pitches
in a physical league
and flying 5 hours to every second game, is that going to be good for Daniel Sturridge? I don't know. I'm that concerns me a bit.
He's just here to get a tan and just enjoy.
Well, yeah, I mean,
little,
like, again, he sounds like he's got the right attitude from the media that he's done. It's great to see him on the project, and you know, he's done a few clips for Perth, and it's a fantastic signing for the league. Again, I think we've spoken amongst ourselves on the Sky Blue Stories podcast, Sean, about what we think of marquees and genuine marquees, and you know, this sprinkling of magic dust, I think is wonderful for the league, and it's probably well overdue. And for anyone that sort of says, you know, they're a waste of time, well, I beg to differ. I think this is fantastic. I hope that he doesn't get stuffed around by the stupid state premier over there. The only good thing about that bloke is that he shares a surname with Ryan. But let's hope it all works out well, Sean, for both.
Yeah, it puts eyes on our competition. Maybe builds a bit of excitement for the Perth fans. You know, we'll put some more bums on seats when Perth travels over here. So look, it's a good thing. I just want him to stay injury free, score some goals, see out his contract, and then he can do what the hell he wants.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's all we've got time for. Sean, are you, I just wanted to ask you, just completely unprompted and unplanned.
Yes.
You're about to go out tomorrow and buy a vehicle. What vehicle would you be buying?
I'd need something with lots of grunt, spacious, plenty of space to put all my soccer gear. So
nice.
I don't know, maybe an Isuzu U.
I think that is the only option.
Sitting and that is a Larissa 27.
And that is a good
with my mate.
That is a good way to sign off. We hope. We'll be back in about we'll probably be back in 2 weeks' time. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to bring you a couple of previews about the squad in a bit more detail, Sean, as we get closer to that A-League men's kickoff, and obviously the A-League women's following shortly after. So there should be some celebrity guest appearances, we hope, on the podcast, and if not, you know, we'll talk to you anyway. Sean, thanks for your company tonight.
Yeah, pleasure as always.
And we better get that Jimmy guy back soon. Hey, what do you think?
I miss him. I miss him dearly.
I think we should. I think we should. James, if you're listening, we know you never do, but if you're listening to this one.
I didn't even read the run sheet.
Come back soon. And Sean's getting sick of my company. Yeah. Thanks to all the patrons as usual. Thanks to Barista 27. Have a great fortnight. We'll talk to you then.